From Jeremiah, chapter 23. In his days Judah shall be saved, Israel shall dwell in security. From Psalm 72. He shall govern your people with justice and your afflicted ones with judgment. And from the first chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. Safety, justice, compassion. These are three things that seem to be in short supply in the world. Every day we hear of human beings threatening the security of others, people profiting from unfair practices, and the hard-hearted who seem to lack any shred of sympathy. What are we to do? The tide may be strong and headed in the wrong direction, but there is one to come who will right the wrongs. And until that time, we have it in our power to resist evil whenever and wherever we encounter it. We can pray for the strength to do this. We don't have to wait for the second coming or for an agent of God to angelically deliver a message from on high. How do you prepare the world for the tremendous, eternal reign of God? How do you prepare your heart for a vulnerable, newborn baby in a manger?
And I shall be with you in laughter and pain, to stand in the wind and walk in the rain, to walk in the rain. Comfort each other, for pain soon must end. A day comes when lions and lamb shall be friends. The sightless shall see then, the speechless sing songs. The name of our God is the writer of wrongs, the writer of wrongs. And close as tomorrow, the sun shall
tell the seeker what we've seen.